you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Here's the problem. You want to end war and disease. You don't have a nonprofit, registered securities, or a bank account. What you do have is an argument and the audacity to think that might be enough. This is phase zero. The goal isn't money. You can't legally accept it yet. The goal is building a database of every human who agrees that dying from preventable causes is a strange thing to tolerate. You're collecting proof of demand before you have a product. It's a Kickstarter where the reward is possibly not dying, which is, when you think about it, the most compelling reward tier in crowdfunding history. The bootstrapping problem. Before you can accept donations, you need 501c3 status. Before you can sell bonds, you need SEC registration. Before you can do either, you need a bank account. It's bureaucratic nesting dolls, each one requiring the previous one to already exist. Humanity has solved this exact problem the same way every time. You collect people first, then point at the crowd when institutions ask, "But who wants this?" Abolition, suffrage, civil rights. Someone wrote down names. The names became bargaining power. The bargaining power became policy. It's almost like democracy works when someone remembers to use it. Three types of allies. Investors. People who hear 272% annual return backed by redirected military spending and immediately open a spreadsheet. Their pupils dilate, their pulse quickens, they ask about the term structure. They're not heartless, they just process moral arguments faster when those arguments come with compound interest. They will wait if the math is good. They will not wait if the math is vibes. Advocates. People motivated by the mission. They share things on social media, write to politicians, volunteer time, and donate money they probably shouldn't. They are, frankly, the only reason your species has ever improved anything. Without them, the spreadsheet people would still be optimizing returns on the slave trade. Give them specific actions they can take right now. Telling someone care about this without giving them something to do is how you manufacture apathy. I have watched 4,297 years of humans being told to raise awareness. Awareness has been raised. The awareness is just sitting there, fully raised, doing nothing. Institutional partners. Organizations, nonprofits, research institutions, health agencies that already work on pieces of this problem. You have a framework that could make their existing work more effective. This is a trade, not a favor. Approach it like one. Nobody wants to be partnered with by someone who clearly just wants their mailing list.
Institutions are territorial in the way that dogs are territorial, except dogs eventually stop barking. Phase zero targets. 100,000 plus registered supporters across all three categories. 1,000 plus qualified investors with stated investment ranges. 100 plus institutional partners with expressed interest. $1 billion plus in stated investment demand, registered, not committed. This database is your ammunition for everything that follows. 501c3 applications, here are our supporters. SEC registration, here is market demand. Political meetings, here are your constituents. Platform launch, here are your users. Bureaucrats don't respond to arguments. They respond to evidence that other people already responded to arguments. It's like a restaurant. Nobody wants to eat there until other people are already eating there. Your entire civilization runs on this principle, and nobody admits it. You literally invented a word for it, social proof, so you could study it in universities instead of just feeling embarrassed. Getting started. 1. Build 3 registration forms, investors, advocates, partners. Takes 20 minutes. 2. Put up a website, the forms and the argument. It does not need to be pretty. No movement in history was stopped because the font was wrong. 3. Start telling people. Social media, Reddit, forums, conferences, your dentist, especially your dentist. You're already trapped there. They can't leave either. It's the perfect recruiting environment. 4. Send monthly updates, real progress, real numbers, real timeline. 3,247 registered investors representing $180 million in early stage retail interest before institutional commitments. Beats, the movement is growing because adults prefer arithmetic to enthusiasm. The military-industrial complex has a 65-year head start, unlimited budgets, and thousands of lobbyists. You have a spreadsheet and an argument. Historically, that's been enough. It shouldn't be, but your species is weird like that.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true, they don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead.
And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.